It's good that Tuesday came the way it did, because it wipes out, you know, in people's minds, it wipes out what happened on Saturday, and enables us to be on the front foot, looking forward to the Portsmouth game.
Obviously a massive match against a big team, probably the biggest team in the division. Is it strange as a former Portsmouth player to see them at this level?
I think so, yeah, but obviously I was there from from when the problem started, so you can see how long it takes to sort of iron out the problems, and where clubs have to get to sort of bottom out again. So, they seem to be rebuilding, and, they're on the up as well.
At the time when you were at Fratton Park, did the players have any idea what was going on or how bad it could get in the future?
I think, we had an idea of what was going on, because, you know, wages aren't being paid and bills aren't being paid and that kind of thing. And you get a good idea, and obviously with the press sort of looking for answers all the time, there's a lot of information that has to be given. But you don't have an idea that they're going to be three relegations involved with a lot of points deducted and, you know, the mass exodus of players. You don't see that coming at all.
And obviously now that they're in League Two, all those problems sorted, we think the fans have taken over. They're going to be a force in this division, aren't they?
Definitely. I mean, even if it's just the energy of the fans that, you know, from the way they are down there, how passionate they are, I'm sure they'll sort of get behind Portsmouth and take them back up again, hopefully alongside Accrington.
On the flip side of it, is it a good time to play them? They've had a couple of poor results, perhaps not quite got into their stride in this division. Can you maybe catch them out cold early at the start of the season?
I think more than anything, you have to focus on yourself. You can't look at whether it's a good or bad time to play anybody. You focus on what you're doing. Go out there with your, good preparation. Make sure you're trying to win the game. And, whoever's put in front of you, you do your best.
And as far as Accrington Stanley are concerned, obviously you weren't involved the other night. Marcus Carver was in the team, scored a goal. He was saying the fierce competition between the forwards, but the fact that you're all pushing each other on, how good a situation is that to be in?
It's the best situation to have, because whoever you are, whatever level you're playing, that your place isn't safe. Your place isn't safe. You need to produce, you need to score goals, you need to be playing good football and contributing to the team. So, because people are snapping at your heels.